104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. What a weekend I had just passed. My boy Stevie B's beautiful queen, Vicky, had a birthday party like damn near every day. Every day. I mean, it was something else. Like a full-blown ass production. We might as well have taken it to the Nederlander Theater over there or something.
Hey, if I didn't have kids, I would be going all out like that too. What's funny is that my friend Sheena, when she turned 35, she expected her husband to give her a present every day. Then she had her friends go to the Bahamas with her for her birthday. And then she threw a Chicago birthday, all because she was turning 35. But she's fabulous and it was fun. So why not?
I gotta take this to Ratchet, Alexa. Alexa, this is brought to you, by the way, by Four Winds Casino. Alexa, why do women make such a production for their birthdays?
Women do that because they can, and you men are going to do nothing about it. There is nothing more terrifying than a woman turning 30. Do not get in her way for her birthday party. She is going to throw herself a party for a month because in her mind, that is what the queen deserves, and she knows that her boyfriend or husband is going to fuck it up and do something dumb like make her birthday only on the actual day. Ha 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 ha. Can you imagine a birthday for a woman only being one day? That's funny. Men are lucky if they ever remember their own birthday, let alone their wife or girlfriend's.
If they're important, their birthday is remembered. If they're not important, their birthday is not remembered. That's how I look at it.
I don't know about that.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about children. Stick around. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.